Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The sun shines on the glade, across the leg of the Titan that once was. The bastard children of the fair remain happy, safe, hoping to extend that sense of safety onto others, as the heroes they've met on their adventure have done to them. The blood of a paragon, the blood of a dragon, still seep deep into the earth, and our paragons, our personas, they sit in a caravan and go the only way they can, forward. Close your eyes. Open them again. Hello to Phil.
Hello. Hi.
Luna. Sean.
Hey.
Max.
Hola.
Chris.
It's great to be back.
And myself, Ellen.
Hey, Ellen.
Hey.
Now, I have some questions for the players.
Okay.
Cool.
Just to get a little bit out of the super deep role play.
Yeah, it's three I've layers to drop.
I've got to leave my character
through
on the table for a moment.
I have some questions for you.
Surprisingly intuitive, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you defeat, neutralize, or befriend a major foe?
Yeah. Yes. Dragon's pretty major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know if he was in the army.
I fucking hope so.
Nah, this is just dragons. Yeah. Just like chump stuff.
Whatever. Yeah.
Did you complete a major adventure in a new locale?
Yeah, we found the well. Yeah.
We found the well and founded a new and automaton town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I would also say, on terms of the map of the world, you have completed the adventure on the leg. The leg of the journey.
Get
nice,
out.
Sean, include that as a title, please. Yeah. One of the episodes.
First leg, yeah.
Yeah, one of the episodes must
I want
be
the
called
record
the leg
to show I did not laugh at that joke.
Sean, edit Max in laughing.
The episode where Max dies is called Break a Leg.
Oh,
because he's an actor. I get it.
Yes,
I get
that's
it.
Very good.
Max, the player, not his character.
Yes, not his
character anymore.
Did any of the group reach a major emotional moment of truth and understanding of their persona?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Allegra was gunning pretty hard for Toby, but perhaps
not yet.
I think Phil and myself haven't. What about you, Kat?
I don't know if she has it because I think she's still like riding the highs. Mm. I don't know if she's actually grappled with what it means, but
mm.
It's almost as if you're resisting grappling with what it means.
It's almost as if like could be turning away from reality, you know. Who knows?
Am I right that Max and Chris definitely have, based on what just fucking happened? Yeah.
If either of you said no, I would kick you the fuck out. No, not true.
I feel like Xavier and Vince had a little bit of a moment.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's an understanding.
Yeah. Not just with the Paragon self, but with the persona.
For sure,
I feel like there is a whole other element now to what they're playing with. Did the group uncover something they had been striving to know?
How much did Allegra... didn't really let us know much. Mm. We're still like, hey, answer these questions. She's like, no. So
it was very coy.
I guess the only thing that she's said that we is like, no, we're not stopping to play yet.
We know we got the card that gave the revelation at the end, which was like, hey, you all need to agree to exit and you need to play to completion. So we did get that card on the journey from the leg to the hip.
That doesn't feel like something we're striving to know.
No.
Don't let us forget, when we go back to playing, don't let us forget about the extra fluke bottle that you saved from the pond.
Yes. Oh, he has plans for it. He might let you forget.
Yeah.
I bring it up now because that might have some kind of revelation attached to it. So it might mean
something. Fool is aware.
Yeah.
Whether the fool tells you.
Since you answered yes to any of those questions, you may level up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that means the whole group levels up.
Including
all of the players in Die.
And Ellen, you're a player, aren't you?
Of course I am.
Oh, no. Shit.
That's part of the game.
I can't wait to finish playing this game so I can go through and look at all of the stuff that you get to do.
I'm a master's level up for sure. It's some gnarly shit.
You might be disappointed
just
as well because I'm using the master rules from Rituals. And that's for anyone playing along at home. Uh-huh. Not necessarily the player master rules from the campaign.
I bet they're still gnarly as hell.
Yeah.
Even still.
Yeah.
I don't know what the difference is.
I want to know the secrets.
Excellent. Excellent.
So we get stat upgrade at level 3, I think. So no stat upgrade at the moment.
No. Your stats should all remain the same as they were, which are just slightly higher than the average person for most of you.
Yeah.
Cut all this out.
Well, this whole episode, sure. No.
So I know what I want. So if you want to jump to me.
Let's jump to Phil. What are you picking for Toby/Hawk?
So Neo Advancement, I'm choosing the very basic one. This is the one you get if you're doing the simplest form of advancement as well. New gift. Ooh. You require another gift of the fair. How did you get it? Choose one. Gain a new gift or upgrade an existing gift. So I am going to... get a new gift, and I am going to get pet. Matt reads, you have an awesome cybernetic pet.
Yes, a chinchilla, probably. Yeah,
we're all thinking it.
When summoned, it's also autonomous and capable of following instructions. Its defense is the same as yours. Any wound inflicted on your pet is transferred to you. When wounded, it dematerializes and reappears beside you.
Huh.
That's nice.
So I don't get an upgrade, I just get the gift, right? So yeah, just require a gift. So I have, and I'm going to choose a crow because I've always wanted to have a crow friend because that's rad.
Not AF. A chinchilla, folks.
No.
Not a hawk.
I'm hawk.
Yeah. Your pet is crow.
Hawk styling and crow.
It's like an 80s sitcom, Hawk and Crow.
Hawk and Crow.
Hawk and Crow.
Coming to computer styling. Yeah.
If it was in the 90s, they would have wraparound sunglasses, backwards caps, and skateboard everywhere.
Yes.
Rather than fly.
Skateboarding crow just sounds so cool to me.
It does.
I would, if I'd gotten an upgrade, it would have gone distracting. So it would just go in their face. Yeah. That would have been rad.
Brilliant.
It's pretty distracting.
I don't know exactly what I'm going to use it for. It doesn't have that many mechanical benefits. But
who cares?
It's a cool
fucking
crow
cool.
friend.
It's a fucking crow
it
friend
is.
You got.
Cool. I have a question. Do you have to feed your crow a coin so it's alive?
Each
you will.
Oh, yeah. That is rough. Yeah. Oh, sorry, buddy. I can't play with you today. I don't have any coins.
Oh, yeah.
That's so rough.
For anyone who's read the comic, you know.
Oh, no.
If you know, you know.
There's something to do with summoning
it
with gold.
I don't know. Read the comic.
We're not allowed to. So
how did you get it? I wonder if it just... is it just a light on the caravan before
I was
we leave?
We might do
a little RP with all of our new levels and skills once we've selected them. But yeah, I love that.
Cool.
Excellent.
Love that for you.
Is Phil advancing Toby, who advances Hawk. Jesus Christ, my brain just leaked out of my ear a little bit. Have you got one for Kat, Luna?
I do indeed. So I'm going to pick emotion draining. So now I said she's just like, she's settling in. She's not prepared to face her reality. So if I can't make my own ecstasy, I will get it elsewhere. You learn to channel your arcane weapon's hunger to siphon their sacred emotion from a target character. So the GM will ascertain how strong an emotion the target was feeling, and then otherwise I can siphon it away from them and keep it for myself.
You could suck the joy out of people.
I'm going to suck the joy and ecstasy out of people.
Yeah. Because this is the beauty of the emotion night because, oh God, this is a line from Kieran Gillen himself, but talking about all the different flavors of emotion night you can get. Obviously, you know, we have people who would fight to get rid of their grief. Means they can also take the grief from others. There's a beautiful kind of self-destructive thing there. Joy nights, he wrote, are literally the worst people you've ever met. Remember that
what
whole
do you mean?
Relationship?
Kat is so nice.
Remember that whole relationship we had? I used that to level a town. I use things
holy
in
shit.
Life.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I pour that in and that becomes my power and then it's done. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So
I
that
love
will be
it.
Fun. Gracie's getting an upgrade.
One
Gracie.
Wow!
Gracie the emotion straw.
Tasty. Have you got an idea, Sean, for
I
Logan
do.
Slash
There's
DW?
There's a lot of really cool stuff that the Fool can do.
It
so
really
the very,
is, yeah.
The very first step that you can get onto on the advancement train is what's called a trip to clown school.
And it's so stupid, I love
that
it.
That is so dumb.
A trip to clown school has like...
Oh, you laugh now.
10 things that I can choose from. So there's a slew of different things and I'm torn between two. I'm actually torn between five, but I've narrowed it down to two.
Yeah.
And there's Fool's Gold and Fool's Charm. And both are just... role-playingly delicious, which is what I want to go for, and both fuck me, which is why I want to choose it. So I think the one that I'm going to go for is the one that I think will screw with me just a little bit more, and it's Fool's Charm, and I think that's a little bit more in line with where DW is heading. I have to, at the cost of adding a cross willingly to my die, my Fool's die, I can make someone trust in me for just a moment. Just a moment. Do you trust me? And they say yes. And then we do something cool. Or I can have everyone laugh off a social faux pas that I just made.
That one's going to come up a lot.
So yeah, that's basically my little like get out. It's either like a little get out of jail free or it's a drag someone into my hot mess for just a moment, which means they'll probably realize as soon as it's done what I did.
Nice. Excellent. If you do that, do you trust me, you have to ride a magic carpet after. That's,
yes, yeah. You absolutely have to. All right. Max, do you have one for Vince / Flint?
I do, yes. I'm just going straight forward to the first point of progression into an artist's progress.
Mm-hmm.
As part of that, I get to pick a new spoke of the emotion wheel to control.
That's nice.
And then also one additional little extra thing. The spoke of the wheel I'm taking is the emotion terror.
Okay.
Yes.
I was actually thinking of taking another one, but given recent events and the change of attitude I might have, I thought terror would be appropriate. And the little extra bonus I got is something called You Choir, which essentially just makes it easier for me to affect multiple people with the voice at once.
Ah, beautiful.
Nice. Backup singers.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And Chris, do you have one for Xavier / Adam?
I do. I am taking a new level in a god. So I'm making a new relationship with a god. My pantheon of god relationships grows. Ellen and I discussed what god I was going to pick.
Mm-hmm.
I then changed my mind.
Cool. I rip out a page from my book. I chuck it behind me and we never talk about it again.
I do want to take that one last.
Cool. Yeah, sweet.
Of the three.
No, that's cool, man.
But it was mentioned earlier and it was one that I was considering. it feels appropriate to take it now. So it's Sebastianst.
Sebastianst?
Can you say that again?
Sebastianst.
I love that.
Saint Sebastian.
Yeah.
The fate god.
Ooh.
The embodiment of destiny. Perhaps solemn. Perhaps far more mischievous. I get the power of prophecy.
Ooh. Oh, that...
Stop it.
That can, that's very that cool. That can ruin stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait to meet Sebastian.
Sebastian.
Have you decided on a personality yet?
No. I've just dropped this on Ellen right now, right here, right
that's
now.
That's cool. I know a little bit about Saint Sebastian.
Yeah. And it was also mentioned for us earlier. It came up organically. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see Saint Sebastian.
Mm.
Very cool.
I also need a new god because I'm burning my relationship with the current one.
Yeah.
With the miracles that I keep in fucking invoking.
That's a thing you can only do every so often, man.
Well, at least until you pay your debts. Mm. You've got to find a way to pay your debt.
I know.
No, don't be financially responsible. Just
there's
got to
be something she wants.
Get a new debit card.
Do something do something lightful and she'll take it.
She'll understand.
Yeah, I should gouge out the eyes of everyone and then heal them.
She might not feel great about that.
I'm going to sit on this side of the caravan.
She's your god, though. You know.
Yeah.
I'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'll see what happens.
Wonderful. I almost changed my mind just then, but I won't. I won't.
The Fool and the Neo have so many options. Yes. It's crazy.
Like, I'm almost tempted just to, if we do more advancements, I'm just going to stick with, like, more clown school stuff. Because there's so many little tidbits that I can choose. And they're all foolish. And I love it. My whole die is just going to be crosses. So much bad shit is going to happen.
All right. Well.
What about you? Are you telling us what you're taking?
Yeah, what are you taking, Ellen?
Yeah.
Taking a shut up.
She's taking a don't worry about it, guys.
Say forget about it.
I'm taking a Nanya.
maybe I took something really, really bad. You don't know.
That's cool.
What the master takes is a murder.
I'm pretty good.
See, knowing that the GM, like, I bet you just pulled up like a blank sheet and went, yes. Diabolical.
It's just a mirror, actually.
Yeah. I have no doubt that in this game there is a power called blank sheet or checks notes.
Yeah.
Where it's fucking nothing. It's like.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Put a word down. That's the enemy. How many letters did I have? That's how many hit points I have. Yeah. Something bullshit like that.
Again,
well, part of the master's powers is that they can break rules.
Yes.
So I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah. I'm curious.
Some of mine go in conflict with that as well, which is great.
Like
it talks about the cheating nature of the stupid master.
That's hey very now. Fun.
What's stupid your sexy master?
Like I'm wearing nothing at all. As you travel in this caravan, you'll feel like this is much more real than any fantasy game you've ever played. You have fought, you have won, you have lost, you have felt the heat from the mouth of a dragon. You have lived and lost. And that changes a person, even a hero. Toby, Hawk, Your senses are overloaded. Your screen that was orange glows blue and purple.
Whoa.
Message from the fair.
Oh, well, put it through.
Like the first time, they appear in front of you. You're not sure if they're really corporeal or not.
So I'm not going to touch them. I'm not going to test that.
But there they are.
We offer you a gift. Do you receive it?
Yes. Gladly.
The other one flips a coin. Looks at the result.
You do.
This is one of the things that happens. And again, from both of their palms, a orb of light appears, descending down in front of you. It's an egg.
Oh.
As you touch it, it feels real in your hands. Cold and metallic, but real.
A shake, a shake, a shake.
It's not a Kinder egg.
I take a bite out of it.
I try to twist it.
Yeah.
Kinder eggs are actually illegal in the Mists of Dalaran. Sorry, that's a deep cut because they're illegal in a lot of places.
Where most of our fans are, so they'll have a little
chuckle. They'll get a laugh.
Hopefully someone will laugh at my joke, thank you.
If you laugh at that, let us know in the Discord.
Tweet me.
Bueno.
As you turn the egg over in your hands, you notice a coin slot.
What? Spend it or lose it. So I'll put my last gold coin that I got today in the egg.
Everything costs, man.
It sure cracks apart in your hands, and from it emerges a pet from the fair. Would you like to describe your little avian friend?
Yes. So it is a cybernetic crow.
Aww.
So it's kind of like a kind of curled up when the egg opens, but it unfurls itself and hops up in its little metallic legs, and then spreads its wings to kind of get a feel for them as it's just started existing, kind of preens its feathers slightly, and then kind of notices Toby and cocks its head, and its eyes turn orange as it kind of sinks into his internal systems.
And just as you remember from piloting the giant mecha saint, you can see through the eyes of this little crow. It nuzzles in to your neck. Cold, but still warm. It's more of the feeling.
I'll give it a little scratch under the beak.
Does it have a name?
C3P Crow.
Shut the fuck up.
Damn, that's good.
You just sounded like R2-D2 as well.
I know I did. When I laugh like that, I sound like R2-D2.
I could call it something lame. Like, the first thought I had was like Poe, like Edgar Allan Poe.
It's pretty good.
Poe is quite a nice name. Poe the Crow.
The Crow, yes!
I don't know if I'm like that much.
You'll grow.
Poe will grow.
Stop.
Will grow.
Stop.
Chris is frowning.
I'm trying to think of a cyberpunk equivalent. So I'm going through all of like Blade Runner. And I'm trying to find something.
Brandon
there.
Lee. I don't know. It's not Neo cyberpunk. And Neo it's and more.
What are the characters in Neuromancer called? There's
Toto Wrong Boy.
Who's the main guy? What's it called?
I think it's Poe.
I feel like this.
He's got a really cool handle.
Yeah, let me look it up.
Hold for Wikipedia.
Hold for Crow
Hold
facts.
For name.
What am I, Brennan Lee Mulligan?
Corvin. What
hey
are
man,
they called?
You're talking a little bit Corvus. Too much about birds.
Corvids.
Corvids, that's right.
Yeah.
Corvinetic.
Ooh.
Corvette.
Like a car.
Case, I think, is his.
Case, yeah. Case. Little reference to Neuromancer.
And you can send him on the case.
Yeah, you can case the joint.
He's under case.
In case of emergency.
Case nuzzles into you and the fare disappear from your field of vision, leaving just a faint glow behind them. Wonderful.
Sure is.
As for Avendra, or Cat, you sit... Grace by your side. Gracie.
Hey, I don't know. Did that fight kind of like take it out of you a little bit?
It was pretty shocking. I don't know. Can you see?
Kind of. I can kind of see in the way that like a stone feels. You know what I mean?
I don't really know, but okay. That's okay.
I feel like there's, like, a few concepts we're just not going to be able to explain to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get you, though.
Thank you. You know, honestly, it feels nice to have someone else to talk to because...
Oh, do you not like talking to the rest?
No, I do. I do. I just feel like... I feel like maybe they don't like the way I'm enjoying this so much. But
oh,
you
what?
Seem... I mean, you obviously...
I like enjoying things, like, the most.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, seeing... I don't know if you could see, but Vince died, I guess?
Yeah, he, like, super died. It was, like, bad.
But then...
Actually, it was kind of, like... I don't know. What do you feel like when joy is, like, tipped upside down? What do you, like... What's that feeling? I don't...
Probably despair.
Felt that. It wasn't nice. I don't like it. I don't want to do it again.
Yeah. So, but then Xavier brought him right back, so...
Which was
so
awesome!
That feels really good!
We love that!
I think that, you know, I think things are going to be fine. We've defeated a dragon.
Yeah. Which, again, pretty cool. Just, I don't know, I just feel like less... Zing! I feel less zingy than usual.
Well, I don't know, what can we do about it?
I don't know, maybe find some people who are, like, happy. We could, like, hang around them and, like, get the balls off them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Everyone is kind of morose around here.
Yeah. Well, we are moving, so maybe we'll find some, like, cool people soon.
Mm. You see Flint just staring into his into his messy glass.
Yeah, because this is all in, like, my mind.
Yes. So, just, like, twirling, just twirling the little D4 whiskey rock in his glass and just staring into it.
It chinks, and then hitches where it's got the crack in it, on the slide.
Oh, no.
I can imagine you, like, loose. Looking around at, like, the thousand-yard stare of Vince. Like, the kind of, like, terrified look of, like, Xavier who realizes, like, the bind that he just put himself in. And just, like, either a sunburnt or just a charred Logan.
Yeah, whereas I think Toby's on the same page as me. Like, we're loving this. This side of the table.
Yep.
Everything's coming up us.
More cool shit, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please don't drain my happiness.
I was thinking about practicing on someone here, but I was like, no, I won't do that.
It's hard to explain how, you know... Logan?
I do have an idea.
Oh, yes.
Because I might put it into practice.
Brilliant. Then please do.
I feel like maybe there's a moment, and I'll leave this up to someone that maybe wants to jump in at a narratively appropriate moment. So this is a point where I think Logan has taken the time to go into that upper canopy area.
The lookout nest.
The lookout nest. And he's like, as the fool is wont to do, he has found that the way that the... dragon charred his face and caught his beard on fire has actually burnt it down to a nice, neat kind of, like, almost more like a hipster goatee now, in a way that it kind of ended up, you know, very good. But he's kind of now, like, taken a moment just to, like, breathe and relax and allow himself to switch off. And it's at that point that he remembers the bottle that he has stashed in one of his satchels.
Ah, yes.
He like, remembers that and unhooks it and opens it up. And not opens it, like, takes it out from the satchel and just kind of, like, stares at it for a little while. And is just looking at it and is inspecting it first to see if it moves or if there's anything, like, out of the ordinary, or if it is just literally a liquid of green with a level of, I believe you said, red above it?
Yeah, it's greeny black.
Yeah.
The bottle is green, so you can't quite tell what color it is inside. But you said it had a crust on it, like a layer.
Greeny black with like a sediment, or like a it's almost like separated in the way that
like how oil separates,
of red on top.
Yeah.
Mm. There is a label on the bottle.
Great.
It says A. Collins, comma, Berlin. And this is, we're our game is set in the year now, isn't it?
Yes.
2022.
And for those listening in the future, it is 2023 right now.
Yes, sorry. Yes, of course, it is 2023 in the time of recording.
But we know that Allegra has been in Berlin for a year.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he'll, like, I'll take him, I mean, like, call down. He says, so, and he, like, waves it down below him while he's still up there. So, yeah, I found out kind of, well, we also have this.
What is this?
Yeah, brings it back up. I'm not entirely sure, but it's, I mean, it's got an inscription on it. It's referring to Berlin.
Let me have a look. And it appears in my hand. That's a name.
Drops down. Yeah.
Starling, can you analyze this?
Analyzing.
Please don't be bodily fluids.
Blood.
Yikes.
Bile.
Oh.
Teeth.
Oh.
Ooh.
Liquid. Analyze.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
And last year.
We'll hold for car.
Hold for car. Car is back.
Hold for the loudest car I've ever heard in my life.
That fucking helicopter.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Let's wait for the door to open and then we should be golden.
Once Bowser's finished responding to the door opening.
Once Bowser's replied.
Well, it'll be one of our housemates, so.
Hold.
He shouldn't bark.
Oh my God. Rolling really badly. You made my brakes while this rolled 2-1.
Keep rolling. Get it all. There you go. Oh, that's good. All right, that's you good. Found your bark.
Yeah, okay.
Stop. Charge your dice, put them up facing correctly.
You know what? Never done this in my life, but I'm doing it right.
I don't need to. Mine are doing fine. I do not want to fuss with my dice. They're rolling amazing.
I think we might be okay.
It also just gives you something to do.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Right.